So, Mark, I am now going to dazzle you with a little theater history. Did you know that Phoenix Theater was once a stable with horses and stagecoaches?
We're not talking about the set of a play now, are we?
Nope. So the actual Phoenix Theater belonged to the Hurd family once upon a time, and it housed their horses. Hmm. It's, of course, now home to the longest continuously running arts organization in the state. The Phoenix Theater, which first lifted its curtain in the early 1920s, started off as a roving venue formed by the Phoenix Players, the troupe put on shows everywhere they could, even in people's backyards. They moved to their permanent home in 1923 near McDowell Road and Central Avenue here in Phoenix, displacing the Hurd family horses.
We talked to the theater's producing artistic director, Michael Bernard, who says Phoenix Theater was part of the growing arts district, which really blossomed in the 1950s. At the time, Phoenix Theater, the Phoenix Art Museum, and Phoenix Library were the nucleus of downtown.
The three entities existed there, and it was known as the Civic Plaza, with the caveat that there would always be a theater on that premise.
The library later moved down the street, but Phoenix Theater remained in the reinvented Stagecoach House and has been there ever since.
As the sixth oldest continuously operated theater in the country, Phoenix Theater was one of the few theaters to keep its doors open during the World Wars. It worked with the United Service Organizations, putting on shows to entertain troops from the Williams and Luke bases, and they made do with what they had at the time.
Sometimes the shows were all female-based, and sometimes they weren't, depending on if certain men were available to perform in those shows. It was even a hospital for a short while.
Since then, Phoenix Theater has been a launching pad for new plays, including The Women by Claire Booth Luce, and now this year, a play by Sally Jo Bunnau. And Phoenix Theater kickstarted the careers of several now world-famous Hollywood actors and filmmakers, including one of Hollywood's biggest directors.
This is also where Steven Spielberg got his start. And he showed his very, very first film with his father here. The movie was called Firelight.
The theater has a wide reach over the decades, and it's still the largest regional theater company in the Valley with over 200 performances each season. Since Bernard arrived 19 years ago, Phoenix Theater has had 8 world premieres, all of which got their start in Phoenix. Now, as their centennial anniversary approaches, Bernard says they plan on building a brand new theater, as well as boosting the theater's visibility, not only locally, but nationally. Bernard will be talking about the theater's history and its future tonight in Goodyear.